the wrong button again.
So could I put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know?
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to our fine radio station this week. You are listening currently to Death Clock off of their new album, The Death Album 2. The song that you heard was called Bloodlines. That is a song. If you watch the show Metalocalypse, that song is from the episode where they travel to the Amazon to explore the historical roots of their lead singer Nathan Explosion. It's a good show. I highly recommend it. If you haven't watched Metalocalypse and you like having a good time, then I would recommend checking it out. I hope you guys are having a great week so far. Pretty tired. Feels like I've done a lot, but I probably haven't done very much. Last week I told you that I got an Xbox, and so I've been playing a lot of video games. And between then and now, I have also acquired a PlayStation 3. So I have not been leaving my house unless it is to go to work or to come here or to go to the grocery store to get more instant noodles. Sounds hilarious, but I'm not even joking. Not even. I did leave my house once on Sunday. Took a break from video games, and I went to go see Death Clock and Mastodon and theoretically Converge and High on Fire. The ticket said that the show started at 6:30, and I was like, 6:30? That's like, I'm starting to eat dinner at that time. I was like, it won't actually start at 6:30. I was like, that is ridiculously early. It'll start at like 7 or something like that. And so I got there around 8 o'clock or so, and I and Mastodon were halfway through their set, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess I just get to see, like, you know, Mastodon and Deathclock, which isn't too bad. Yeah, the only shame is that I missed Converge, but that's okay. I've seen them before, so it's not a huge loss. Bit of a bummer, but there's really nothing I can do about it anymore. I got to see Mastodon, and I got to see Deathclock, and I'm not going to complain about it. There were visuals for each of the bands that I saw, for both of the bands that I saw, and the sound was actually really good as well. One big thing that I have a problem with is when I go to shows and the sound, like all the instruments just sound like mashed together, and I can't really, like, I like to distinguish each instrument from each other, and the sound at the Orpheum was really, really good for that. The acoustics were good as well. So, I had a good time. Hopefully you're there as well. It was kind of weird being at, like, a seated metal show. No one really, like, sat down. Everyone stood up, but, like, you weren't allowed to, like, rush the stage or anything. So, I don't know. Everyone was kind of just, like, standing in their spot, and there wasn't really a mosh pit, which was strange. But I guess it's just because it's a new experience for me, so maybe if I keep going to shows like that, it won't be so strange in the future. Hopefully you were there too, and you had a good time. There are a lot of really good shows coming up in the future as well, so if you missed out on that, don't worry. There'll be another great show around the corner as well. The Bouncing Souls and Youth Brigade and the St. Alvia Cartel were here. They played yesterday night at the Rickshaw. I didn't go, but perhaps you did. And if you did, why don't you give me a call? Give me a call and tell me how the show was. I'm sure it was fun, but I would like to hear that from someone who attended. The phone number here is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. That is also the number that you can call if you would like to place a request. On my radio show, I always try to play requests that people place. So, if you also wanted to check out my playlist online, you can do so at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for my show, for Duncan's show, and for many other CITR shows through our website, which is www.citr.ca. One thing that's coming up that I would also like to remind you about is the CITR annual fun drive. So keep your ear to the ground, keep your eyes out. It's coming. It's on the horizon. Right now, though, I'm going to play some Gallows for you. They have a new album out called Grey Britain. It is amazing. I highly recommend it. Their last album, Orchestra of Wolves, is pretty good. You know, I didn't dislike it, but I didn't think it was anything extraordinary. And I feel differently about this new album. It feels like it's a lot more mature than the last one. And so I highly recommend checking that one out as well. This is Gallows. They're opening for Flogging Molly this month. More on that later on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
Crossing through the to the ground. Beat by beat as the blows rain down. This is a cowboy world. We made of ourselves. The man we made is a grave in hell. So kill yourself. Is there enough in hell? Go on and fucking kill yourself.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you? Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website, www.spec.bc.ca, for more information.
Six, seven, eight. to lose and you end up in the system. He's a friend, now we're gonna miss him. Left to no good, put to no good, like a spark on wire, more spinner it would. Best intentions get misunderstood, but that motherfucker is up to no good. Left to no good, left to no good.
Stay engaged, stronger, allegiance.
listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. You just heard Broadway Calls off of their album Good Views, Bad News. It's almost called To the Sheets. If you guys haven't noticed by now, I actually have like an extreme weakness for really, really catchy pop punk songs. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't stop listening to, like, I don't even want to mention kind of bands that I sometimes listen to on repeat on my iPod, just like the poppiest, catchiest shit. Oh, it's just so good, so sugary sweet, balanced out with enough death metal, though. I will throw that out there. Before Broadway Calls, I played 3 Inches of Blood off their newest album, Here Waits Thy Doom. That song was called Battles and Brotherhood. Oh, I was supposed to make a copy of that album for CITR and bring it to the station today. I didn't. I forgot. I just remember that right now. I'll totally do it tonight, and I'll bring it tomorrow, Luke, if you're listening. Probably not. Hopefully not. Whatever. Before 3 Inches, I played Rancid off of their latest album, Let the Dominoes Fall. That song is called Up to No Good. Still got it, guys. They still got it. Before Rancid was Rocket from the Crypt off of their album, Group Sounds. That song was called This Bad Check Is Gonna Stick. And before that was Vicious Cycle, not the local band Vicious Cycles. These guys aren't deranged. Vicious Cycle off their album Pale Blue Dot. That song is called No Escape. And I started off that set with some Gallows off their latest Grey Britain. That song was called Death Voices. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. What was I going to do? I don't remember. Wow. Total mind blank. It happens sometimes. If you wanted to give me a call in the studio, number here is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Right now, though, I'm going to get to some King Kong and the Shrines because I want to. This is off of the album What Is on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
Come on, show it.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. You are listening to The Descendants off of Everything Sucks. That song that you heard was called We. Before that, I played Set Your Goals off their latest This Will Be the Death of Us. That song was called Equals. Oh, there's something in my eye. Oh, sucks. Before that, Flogging Molly off of Drunken Lullabies. That song is called The Kilburn High Road. And Flogging Molly are coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Gallows. They're playing two shows this month, which I'll tell you about in just a second. Before Flogging Molly, I played King Kong and the Shrines off of What Is. That song is called Land of the Freak. And before that, Broadway Calls off of Good Views, Bad News. That song is called To the Sheets. Right now, though, I wanted to tell you about shows coming up in the future that I know you just love to go to, that you would be so stoked on. Yes? Yeah, I can hear the agreeance in your silence. What was I going to say? Yes. Coming up, today is the 8th, so tomorrow, October 9th, Gogol Bordello are playing a show. They're playing at the Vogue Theater, and they're playing also the next night, the 10th as well, because they'll probably sell out both shows. They put on amazing shows. I've seen them twice before, actually, I do believe, and it is a good time, I have to say. What else is going on? Satyricon is playing with Bleeding Through and Toxic Holocaust. That is happening at the Rickshaw Theater October 14th, if you feel interested. Shona Knife return to Vancouver. They are girl pop rock band from Japan. They're so cute, they're awesome, and they know how to have a good time. I've seen them before. They played at Richards. It was probably one of the last shows that I saw at Richards on Richards before the venue got shut down or moved or whatever you want to say. But they're playing October 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret, and then a couple days later, Propagandhi are playing October 27th at the Rickshaw Theater. What else is going on? Oh, and then another show happening in October, aka this month. Anyone Knows by the Trail of Dead. I mean, they're playing at Venue Nightclub. And then November, there's a whole bunch of shows as well. Let's see, let's start off November with the Ravenettes. They're playing November 5th at Venue as well. Teenage Bottle Rocket and the Cobra Skulls are playing November 15th at the Red Room. Built a Spill plays November 18th at the Commodore. The Misfits coming back to Vancouver, of course, not with Danzig or anyone awesome. November 10th, they're playing at Venue. And then the next night, the Dropkick Murphys are playing November 11th at the Commodore Ballroom. Let's see what else is going on here. We have a whole lot of metal shows happening in November as well. Ensiferum, Blackguard, and XDO are playing November 27th at the Rickshaw Theater. 2 days later, November 24th, Trivium, Chimera, and Darkest Hour are playing at the Commodore. Then the next night, I really don't know how to say that. I'm totally butchering the name. They're playing with Ailstorm, though. Those guys are hilarious. I mean, awesome. I mean, metal. Ah, they're all of the above. D, all of the above. They're playing with Belphegor as well. That's happening November 25th at the Red Room. Then, right at the end of November, Gwar, Job for Cowboy, and the Red Chord are playing November 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. Cannibal Corpse actually are also playing a show that's happening in December, though. And who thinks that far ahead of time? Maybe you do, but I sure don't. Cannibal Corpse, Hatebreed, and something else I can't read. Unearth are playing December 2nd at the Commodore. So there you go. Those are your show listings, and hopefully one or all of those appeal to you, and you'll go out and have a good time. Right now, though, I wanted to play some Coalesce for you. They have a new album out called Ox. I don't think I've ever played Coalesce before on my show. The thing is, like, a lot of people assume that when they hear that I host, like, a punk metal radio show, they think that, you know, that's all I listen to. And it's not. I go home and I listen to rap and electronica and alt folk and whatever. It's just, it so happens to be that these are the genres that I know the most about. And so there are a lot of artists and a lot of bands that I listen to and that I actually really like that I don't happen to play on my show. And Coalesce is one of those. They're on Relapse and they release a new album called Ox. And there's one song on this album called Wild Ox Moan that I want to play for you. And if you are a fan of Coalesce, or maybe you are an audio engineer, or maybe you just really like the song that I'm about to play for you, Coalesce are having some kind of contest where they have broken down the song Wild Ox Moan, which you're about to hear, into several stem tracks. And they are asking their fans, or anyone really, to remix the song. If you are interested in participating in such an audio adventure, all their information is on their MySpace page. So go to myspace.com/coalesce and check out the information on there. Okay, good to go. I am going to play Coalesce for you. This is Wild Ox Moan on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. Thank you very much for tuning in and calling in this week. You guys are awesome, as always. You just heard Coalesce off of their new album, Ox. That song is called Wild Ox Moan. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, you can do so at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for my show and for various other CITR shows through CITR.ca. So check it out. Coming up next, we have Robin hosting the Inkstead show, except that he's not in today. So then that means his show is pre-recorded. So don't call in because no one will answer the phone. And it's not because no one loves you. It's just because no one will be in the on-air studio. And then later on at 3:30, Mary Ev is coming in to do the French Connection. So stay tuned to CITR if you know what's good for you. And that's it. I'm not going to leave you off with any more music because I've already gone over time. And yeah, I'm just going to play Robin's show for you. So have a great week, guys. I will be back next Thursday. Mm-hmm.